Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing today, ma'am?
Good.
Great. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Okay, great. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
There's so many. Okay. So many issues, because we have pieces of crap in the White House. So,
okay.
I would say the housing industry is
Okay, no problem. As a matter of fact, I have that right here. Just one second. Housing. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue in the whole world that you may, that you think?
The global would be the wars.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, it's not awesome. Okay. But yeah, but environmental, anything to do with the climate.
Yeah. I know what you mean by environmental, but wars do not help the environment.
Okay.
And
yes,
if we're going to have
right.
all these wars, if
yes,
people aren't focused, you know, they're not focused
okay.
on doing good. They're
and
focused on destroying.
Yes. Yes.
You
you're
know?
Right. You know why? I never thought about it that way. Thank you. Thank you for enlightening in that particular portion of it. Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Minnesota. I would say the push for electric cars is the most.
Okay. Okay. So we can say, let me read you, and you can select the one that you think is the one that goes with it, like air pollution, global warming.
No.
Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities. Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, I think it's excellent.
What about medical manufacturing?
I don't know what you mean by medical manufacturing.
What about refining?
Yeah, there's refiners, yeah.
Okay. And using a scale from excellent, good, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of refining in Minnesota?
It's excellent.
What about agriculture and farming?
Excellent.
Mining.
Mining, I would say more average.
Okay, so just fair or good?
Fair, probably.
What about forest products?
I think they're good.
Okay. Now, I truly thank you, okay, ma'am? I'm going to try to hurry it up. Okay, just a couple of more minutes. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries. Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, it's kind of a hard question to answer.
Okay.
Because I don't know specifically what they're doing. I mean,
okay,
from what I see, it's fine, but.
What about the county land department? Do you think they're doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota?
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Mm-hmm.
What about environmental groups?
I don't know which environmental groups.
Okay, fair enough. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
I don't know the details of that.
What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
I think they do good.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important? Somewhat. Not too important. Not all important. To Minnesota's economy.
Very important. Very important.
How significant of a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it would be very significant, somewhat, not too significant, not all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I'd have to do what I think I've heard is more than harvested.
Okay. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s?
There's probably fewer.
Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
As long as it's managed well.
Okay. So do you think they have enough trees?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Oh, I think it's probably negative.
Okay. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No. No.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas?
Wilderness areas?
Wilderness areas, yes.
I think it can be managed.
Okay, yeah. so you feel it is acceptable?
If it can be managed.
To harvest trees. Okay.
Yeah, just like anything in life. You got to harvest, you got to replace, and so forth.
Exactly.
You know?
Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah, Yeah, you should use everything.
Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, no.
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No.
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, trackers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
It's a major component, I believe.
Major, okay. Now, like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Oh, yeah. I always think it's a good idea to support anything that we do to generate work jobs,
The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each one, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose it?
Support.
What about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities?
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Yeah, support.
Awesome. Now, I do thank you. Okay, we only have a few questions. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm old.
Okay. Would you be 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or more than 65?
Yes.
50 to 64?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Okay. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or more than $100,000?
Yeah, that last one.
Okay. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government? A blue-collar professional? I'm sorry?
Healthcare.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
There is only two genders, dude. Only two. Male or female.
Okay, and female. Great. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. That is so refreshing to hear. And so, and reinstating. Okay, because nowadays you have to ask those questions. You know,
it's a sad state of affairs, I tell you.
Yes. Well, ma'am, I truly thank you. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.